This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi there, I'm Scott Hennen. Todd, the radio god Mitchell is here. He can hear. He was hearing.
What?
And also, we've got Daniel.
I was also hearing that very prophetic stuff you guys were playing before the show, though. I hope we're going to delve into that during the show. Because
yes, we are. We've got a lot.
He predicted it decades before this happened.
The facts of this. Here's my pledge for you on what's on your mind. Facts versus fear. Facts versus fear. We're not peddling fear here. Many in the media are. We have some experts lined up that, you know, I'm going to try and pull a top 10 list of things you've never heard before about the coronavirus that if they were known by every American would reduce this hysteria that's going on. And it is really, in my mind, sad. I don't know why exactly it's happening, but it's happening. Governor Doug Burgum taking the podium for a press conference.
Morning, everybody. We'll get started here in a minute.
On North Dakota's first coronavirus case, up at the Minot announced last night. So that's why the governor holding a press conference with the North Dakota Department of Health on the coronavirus 19. He's joined by Mylon Tufte, state health director, who will join us later on the program as well. I can't quite see who else is there, but... this will begin right now.
Good morning. Thanks all to the media for being here today, and thanks for those that are here in person, and thanks for all the people that might be watching online. I want to start with gratitude this morning to our North Dakota team members across the state at all levels, especially those here in the North Dakota Department of Health for their tireless efforts to prepare for, to prevent and contain and mitigate the spread of the coronavirus. I want to thank the members of the press that are here, as I have at previous meetings, for their work in North Dakota to provide timely and accurate information about this dynamic and changing situation to all of our state citizens. As you know, we're here this morning for this conference because last night, the Department of Health confirmed the state's first presumptive case of the novel coronavirus disease, or COVID-19. The individual, who is in his 60s, male, has not been hospitalized, is currently self-isolating and recovering at home. Prior to this, the man who has been confirmed with the state's first presumptive case had traveled out of state where he became aware that he had had contact with a person who has since tested positive for the disease. This, of course, is called travel contact, and I guess we take this as a piece of good news because we actually know how the person who they had contact with and how they contracted it. The health department is waiting, as is the standard protocol, for the CDC to confirm the positive results. So after we've had a positive test here, the double check occurs with CDC. In the meantime, our team members in the Department of Health are working to identify any individuals who may have come into close contact with the individual to help us identify who may have been exposed and help us further prevent the spread of any COVID-19 in North Dakota related to this contact. As of this morning, Department of Health has tested 27 individuals for COVID-19. 12 tests have come back negative, which is, of course, positive. Results for 14 tests are still pending. In terms of broad, you know, communication to the citizens, it's pretty straightforward, which is we want to be making decisions on facts, not on fear, and we want to focus on preparation and avoid any panic. we do need to take this virus seriously, just like we have in all years past taken the influenza season seriously, because these viral diseases have the ability to cause illness, and as we know, they can even have mortality. So we need to take it seriously, but we also need to make sure that we understand that the risk to healthy North Dakotans is low, and we need to make sure that there are things that every individual in the state to do that can help stop the spread of this virus. And some of those are basic. Some of these are things that we've been teaching our kids our whole lives, things that we learned from our own parents. And number one on that, of course, is wash your hands frequently. And soap and water, good old soap and water, works great. As they say, 22 seconds or more. I've said before, I think you got to sing happy birthday twice to yourself. It's going to seem like a long time. But washing your hands. And when you're number two, stay home when you're sick. We in North Dakota, we even like the phrase North Dakota tough. We can be North Dakota tough, but right now North Dakota tough means making the right decisions about protecting yourselves, your family, your friends, and your coworkers, because there has been a culture in our state that if you're ill, that you're the strong one if you still get up and go to work, even if you're not feeling well. And today, in 2020, there's lots of ways where you may be able to contribute to work from home. And so, again, we're really encouraging people to stay home when they're sick. If you do have a cough or a sneeze, cover that with a tissue or in the sleeve of your arm. Never cough into your sneeze into your hand. If you do, repeat number one, go wash your hands. And then, of course, if you've got frequently touched surfaces, whether at home or work, places where lots of people would be touching them, good to have those things cleaned. And again, we would advise people, if you're just out in the community, you know, there are places, you know, like ATM machines, like when you're pumping gas, those would be considered frequently touched surfaces that often don't get clean. So after those kinds of activities, again, good idea to wash your hands with soap and water. As we've seen what's happening in other countries, and we've watched what's happening in other states, we know that we have what we're observing here is a pandemic, not the first time that this has ever occurred on our planet, and they'll continue to occur, but the World Health Organization has declared this a global pandemic. As North Dakotans, we need to be prepared for the understanding that there are going to be more test cases that test positive, and that's going to be a function of two things. As more contact occurs, then like the flu, this will keep spreading, but also as we do more testing, we'll have more results. And as you saw from the stats earlier, there's been very limited testing in North Dakota. So it's highly probable that there are other existing cases of the coronavirus in North Dakota today that have not yet been identified. And part of the reason why that may be the case is because the symptoms can be very mild in some people. Because we've got the potential for spread, we need to prepare accordingly, and I think we need to set expectations that, as you may have already seen and you could see in the future, there's going to be canceled travel, you know, events, potentially canceled school events or conferences events. And part of that is to avoid transmission through creating large crowds. Again, if you've been exposed to a family member who's been sick, even if they think it might just be the flu, again, you need to take extra caution about who you expose yourself to. The CDC website has considerations on how to prepare at home, at work, at school, and travel guidelines, and we're also working on updating those protocols for the state of North Dakota. At the state level, we're taking a whole-of-government approach. And this is something we've done every time we face a statewide emergency, whether it's been a flood or whether it's been a drought or whether it's been another type of emergency situation. We want to pull together all the resources of the state of North Dakota to serve the citizens of North Dakota. Our North Dakota Department of Health has been staffing its Emergency Operations Center since January when we first heard about this. So we've been operating for over 2 months. Today, we're going to be expanding that operation with members of our Unified Command, which includes North Dakota Department of Emergency Services, North Dakota National Guard. We have our Adjutant General, General Alan Dorman, here with us today as part of this. They have been part of these meetings prior, but we're going to work in even more tighter and broader fashion at the point. But this is, today was kind of the day that we've been preparing for 2 months, was the day in which we had our first positive case. As we look at measures to protect North Dakotans, we really want to focus our resources, and it's important that we focus our efforts especially on those that are elderly or those with chronic health conditions such as heart or lung disease. We also have to remember that there are some special needs children with chronic conditions, so we can't forget about our kids. But as we've said at earlier meetings, the early data on this has got one bright spot, which is that in relative to the flu, infants, children, and young adults appear to be at less at risk from mortality from coronavirus than they do from the regular flu. As a matter of fact, 2 days ago when we were on one of our federal calls, it indicated that there were no cases had been confirmed of anybody under age 9, and only one, there had only been one mortality of someone under age 18, and that was a young individual who had cystic fibrosis, which you know is a, if untreated, a terminal disease with an average life expectancy of about age 30.
So we're listening to a live press conference from Bismarck today. Governor Doug Burgum and health officials are discussing North Dakota's first coronavirus case. More on that after we come back, and we'll get to your calls too. Stay tuned.
I'm Jim. I'm IndieFlagpoleGuy.com, and I invite you to my exciting web and local television series, The Flagpole Guy Chronicles. We're documenting historical events of patriotism all across the Fruited Plains, stories of faith, hope, and love, celebrating the American experience and the American dream. Join me on YouTube or check your local listings. And thank you.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit IndieFlagpoleGuy.com today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today, 701-235-0119, 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What's on your mind? 20 past to 9 o'clock. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hanlon. 800-228-0550. Our toll-free telephone number. You can text us, Todd, at 36. It's me. Scott at 367-2054. 367-2054. Todd at 226-8503 with your questions or comments. What's going on here is my big question for you. What is going on here? What is happening? What's the underlying cause of this? Obviously, we have a now pandemic. Well, we had one in 2009 as well, and there was no vaccine for that in 2009. And I don't remember addresses by President Obama from the Oval Office. I don't remember the Capitol closing down. I don't remember NBA games and March Madness. What's going on here? What is the underlying thing? Prepare. Inform yourself, get the facts, make your best decisions. All of that makes perfect sense. Should we be fearful? Should we be unsettled? Should we, see this as most everything that I've seen so far are like first world problems that really don't require the response they've gotten. But that's why the facts are important. More of the press conference with Governor Doug Burgum and North Dakota State Health Officer Mylon Tuffy is going to join the program as well later for details on preparations, precautions, all of that. Before I go back to that, let me check in with our fine sponsor this half hour of the program, Dak Diesel. CJ's on the team. Everybody at work there managing to maneuver around a pandemic. CJ, I bet it's business as usual at Dak Diesel. Am I wrong?
Yeah, it's business as usual. However, all my guys and me, including, you know, we did go and just, I didn't go to the store or go and buy any toilet paper. So don't blame me for cleaning anybody out. But just because I saw this issue, I'm like, I got home and I went and looked at how many rolls I had, at the shop. And I'm like, you know, I don't know if these people are going to continue this madness. So I did go and order some off Amazon, and so did my guys, you know. So we're trying to stay prepared there, but that's about it, I guess. It's just business as usual. So, yeah. You know, whether you got your big truck, small truck, tractor, combine, whatever it is, you know, if you got an issue, give us a call.
Simple as a phone call. They'll get you scheduled. They'll get it taken care of. And I've always told folks you're never afraid of a house call if something really needs attention, right?
Yep, absolutely. I ran up to Hazen on Tuesday. Guy's truck just shut off. And I got up there, diagnosed it, and it was a bigger issue than what we could fix on the road. So he had it towed into us. But, you know, it could have easily been something as simple as changing a fuel filter, putting a fuse in or whatever, you know, whatever the case could have been, but it wasn't that way. So
give him a call to Dak Diesel, 701-258-5011, whether it's you bring it into the shop, whether they come out to you when you got one that you just can't you can't move. That's the thing to do. DakDiesel.com for all the services they provide. Thanks, CJ.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, Scott. Have a good
market. Market is down 8% now, about 1,890 points. Dow Jones Industrial Average at 21,709. And Kevin McCarthy giving a press conference from the Capitol where they've announced today they're shutting down the Capitol to public, and also all the offices are evidently shutting down as well. People working from home, so Congress going that route as well. Again, all of this precautionary. All of this precautionary. Back to Governor Doug Burgum and other health officials on North Dakota's first case of coronavirus, live from the state capitol today.
Signed by President Trump, of additional resources that could be used by the states, and nearly 6 million of that could be eligible to come here to North Dakota, and the team is working to make sure that we can receive that and deploy that in a way that makes lots of sense. So in closing, I do want to just say that, again, we're going to continue to work with all the state and local leaders, and whether those are educational institutions, faith-based businesses. We've had statewide phone calls with all of those groups earlier this week. We need to continue to coordinate, again, with private sector, nonprofit leaders. At the state, we're taking a whole-of-government approach that we're doing. But again, in the end of the day, it's going to be individual actions of our citizens that will help slow the spread as much as anything that we can do as a government, as often is the case. Individual responsibility, back to those basics of making sure that in terms of how you're taking care of yourself and your family and playing your role in helping prevent and mitigating the spread of this. And again, we ask everyone, focus on facts. not on fear. Be prepared as we are, and let's avoid the panic that we maybe have seen in other places, because we know that as North Dakotans we can pull together and get through all this. We're responsible not only for protecting ourselves, but also those around us that are most vulnerable, and I would ask again people to step up and help support. If you've got skilled nursing facilities in your community, that's our area of primary focus that we're going to go on forward, because again we want to protect those that are most vulnerable. We're going to have some other speakers here this morning, and then we'll do Q&A. Again, thanks to the media for being here, and thanks for your important role as we work through this emergency. And next up, we'll introduce our leader for the Department of Health, who's been in a fantastic job, Mylynn Tufte. Mylynn.
Thank you, Governor Burgum. It's always hard to follow Governor Burgum because you can see his leadership is superior and his support for the work that we're doing at the Department of Health and across the state is amazing, and we really appreciate that. I wanted to also thank the state agency partners that have come together and have been preparing for this day that we knew was coming. Thank you to our healthcare providers and the community health leaders that we have been talking with as we prepared for this day that we knew would come, but we are ready for it. So I'm especially thankful for public health leadership and the role that they've played. We've also seen our tribal leaders step up and take serious measures to limit travel and protect their citizens. At the North Dakota Department of Health, we've been looking at the facts, taking them into account so that we can make recommendations that are aligned with the guidance that we're seeing at the federal level. This includes talking with our businesses, our faith-based organizations, our K-12 and higher education universities, and all of the, especially also corrections and rehabilitation. As the governor said, this is a whole of government approach. We're taking a statewide approach and how we prepare for this. And we want everyone to play their part. Everyone has a role to play. At Team North Dakota, we talk about leadership everywhere, and that applies for us, that anyone could be a leader wherever they are. And for you, wherever you are in the state, you have a role to play. You can be a leader. You can help us get the facts out, prevent illness, stop panic around this illness. We can do it. If anyone can do it, the state of North Dakota can do it. So I also wanted to say this morning we're going to be sending a memo to our long-term care facilities. We have been in talks with them. We want to help support them in every way we can. We will be recommending that they follow the national guidelines from the American Healthcare Association to limit visitors. And I know this is hard. You want to be in the facility where your family member is. But right now, in order to protect them and to protect yourself, we're asking these facilities.
That makes total sense. Mylynn Tufte, Department of Health Director. We'll talk with her later on the program.
Want to make quality silage bales on a budget? Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer has what you need. The new RF450 Super Feed Round Baler from New Holland. It produces dense, heavy 4x5 bales, including silage bales with up to 80% moisture. It tackles large swaths at high speed, forms heavy bales with 7 floor rolls and a chain and slat system inside the rugged bale chamber. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to learn more about the RF450 Super Feed Round Baler.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
coronavirus and the Trump administration's response to it finding its way into the 2020 race for the White House. Democratic presidential frontrunner Joe Biden is set to deliver a speech in Delaware today on the response to the pandemic. The former VP has been critical of President Trump's response to it. Last night, President Trump did impose restrictions to prevent people from 26 European nations from traveling to the United States for at least 30 days. That speech by the president came a day after Biden canceled some upcoming public rallies amid the widening public health concerns. Severe weather will stretch across a dozen states today with damaging wind gusts, large hail, and tornadoes from the Mid-South to the Ohio Valley. Forecasters expect the worst of the weather to hit this afternoon and evening in northeast Texas and southeast Oklahoma. And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Part by Oasis Petroleum, the folks that go into the Buffalo. There's an industry that, again and again, these folks are just not afraid to go into the storm. They're the Buffaloes. That's what the Buffalo does. If you be the Buffalo, Buffalo just goes into the storm while everybody else is running the other way. And the oil and gas industry, because of, I wouldn't even say coronavirus, I'd say from the unnecessary fear-mongering hype from it, rather than a rational sort of consideration of, all right, what do I need to know here? What's most important? All right, if I get coronavirus, what happens? Well, I have a fever, I have a cough, might be a little shortness of breath, it means that I was exposed anywhere from 2 to 14 days ago, and so now I got to be careful because if I have it, I can spread it person to person, right? And there's cases where you have coronavirus, you don't even know it, you don't get the... So just, you know, do this backwards. Go say, okay, well, how would I get this? So I'll prevent against that. If I do get it, what do I do? And as you heard in the press conference from the governor's office, nursing homes is an example. Need to be very, very careful. They're right now limiting non-family visitors. Makes sense. A lot of sense. Don in Minot wants to weigh in on this. And then Wanda, Mike, you let me know when Mike Lindell's on, too. Daniel? Oh, he is on. Okay, all right. I didn't get that memo. All right. Don, in mind, and then we'll go to Mike. What's on your mind, Don?
Hey, buddy. You know, this is getting out of control. 2 days ago, we went to a store. I won't name it. It's a good store. And we picked up two packs of toilet paper, and there was a whole shelf full of this stuff. You know? And so we had to go and do some more at the other part of the store. We come back to get some Kleenex. And here's an 80-year-old guy looking at it. The shelf is empty. Some guy came along with two carts and loaded up all the rest of the toilet paper in his two carts. And this poor guy, you know, he's like 80 years old, and I'm madder than a son of a gun, you know. And so I grabbed onto one of ours, and I gave it to him and told him, you can have this one, you know. There was like an 8-pack or something like that.
Well, how generous of you. You gave up your TP.
Yeah, well, I mean... What are these people using now? What are they using a roll every time they use a toilet? I mean,
I think they are in fear that they're going to be, quarantined and be home for a very long time. But again, North Dakota's one case just happened last night. This is just so far from reality. It's sort of what sparked my disgust for the level of disconnect between the actual event and the concern we all ought to have and precautions we ought to take with the hype and the hysteria here. So you're exactly right, Doc.
Somebody called my afternoon show yesterday and said, well, but so much of that toilet paper is coming from China, so coronavirus, they're not going to be able to ship it out anymore, so what we have is what we have.
I bet our next guest...
what the caller claimed.
I bet our next guest can put all this in a little bit of perspective.
Let's hope.
Let's hope. The CEO of, and the founder, the inventor of MyPillow, the author of a great new book as well, that if you go to MyPillow.com, you can pick that up and lots of other great things. What are the odds that from crack addict to CEO, the one and only Mike Lindell? Mike, how are you?
Great, Scott. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing good. We're trying to sort of find this balance between letting people know what they need to know, and there's a lot of good information out there and rational information, and at the same time, going on with life, because it seems like coronavirus is everywhere, especially from the media. What's happening here, do you think?
Well, I just think people got to stay in prayer, and that's first and foremost. And then the other thing is, I think you got to get educated on what, if you're at risk or not. I mean, everybody can't completely change everything you do in your life. I mean, we all, so I think there's a fine balance, and you just got to take it personalize it to you. But I think there's a lot of panic, whether it's warranted or not, I don't even know. And I don't think anybody does right now. I think, you want to say it's one of those things, this too shall pass. But in the meantime, I mean, I've been surprised, the things like the stock market continues to crash. I mean, but you can see as things start shutting down, it's affecting everything. It's, they made me a campaign, manager for the Trump campaign for Minnesota. I've already had to cancel things because people will not want to show up, for any kind of rally stuff, that at least right now, with the fear out there and travel. I did a big speaking engagement in, for the drug and alcohol, thing in Florida yesterday. And, only one third of the people showed up. I mean, I don't think we've ever seen anything like this, so I don't think there's any easy answers.
Yeah. How much of it do you think is using, a legitimate concern, a pandemic now, to try and hurt President Trump politically? How much of the media and his opponents are fueling the fear here, do you believe?
I guess I've been watching those channels and stuff too. I don't think they can use it as much as they think against them, because it certainly isn't. I think that would hurt them the more they go attack him for that. We're all in this together, and if they go after him on that, even people on the left are going to go, come on, you can't blame the president for this. This is crazy. I'm so happy we have what I say is the greatest president ever. I believe that him and the vice president, I know them all now, and Ben Carson, the health secretary, all these guys, we have the best people behind this. And I can guarantee you they've been on nonstop since it even first came out. The president probably, he doesn't sleep as it is, but he's probably, if I wanted anybody to put it in the hands of getting this thing solved, it would be him. And so I think we're very blessed with the people we have in power right now to get us through this. And, there's going to be some channel, some TV, the fake news out there, they're going to try and use this against them and take away all the good things we've had in our economy, where things were at. And I still think, can you imagine if we had where we would be today if we didn't have this massive economy? So at least we have some fallback here. I mean, this would be But he's going to put everything in place that's going to help us get through this. The scary thing is we've never faced anything like it. So you don't know how, like, if 99% is just fear factor, I'm not changing anything I'm doing. But at least at this point, I'm not the things I've been doing. I mean, I'm not flying commercial, but I think it's each person's got a way in their head what they're doing themselves.
I think your first advice is really the best, that if you're in fear, if you're anxious, if you're twisted in knots over the possibilities and, the one in a zillion chance something's going to happen, then the best way to, find that peace, that inner peace, is definitely in prayer. And our listeners have said it again and again and again.
Right.
Because it's a good reminder that, fear is not of God, right?
That's right.
Fear is coming from a dark place, so it does
you
no good.
And 99.99999, I don't even know, it's an incredible percentage of things we worry about never come true, never come to pass. If you add up every single worry that people worry about, it doesn't come to pass. But there's nothing wrong with, praying. I think so many people, it's in, why we wait and put everything in, this is the one thing we have to just pray that they find a quick vaccine and then pray that it that we get through this, because it's going to pass. It's just when will it pass? And then I think it's going to be, how long it takes to recover, it remains to be seen. But I think there'll be a I think it'll be a lot. There's a lot of people that hope out there, and I think this would be a good. It's going to end up being a good lesson to be prepared in the future. It's kind of like when 9/11 happened, and we all got prepared then for different things. And I think this is going to change the world, where we need to be prepared for what if it was even something worse. You know what I mean? And that's got to be looked at. What if it was even something worse that were, this is bad enough, but what if everybody, as soon as you caught it, you died? That's what I'm saying. I mean, there's probably years of things that this is going to affect, of not just now, but the aftermath.
As you know, our listeners love your products, and the MyPillow towels being the newest example, and of course the Giza Dream Sheets with that awesome cotton from the Mediterranean. I love them. The pillows, and now your book available at MyPillow.com. Tell us a little bit about what's happening at MyPillow. You ready for a great 2020 here?
Yeah, what I'm doing right now, I got a commercial that's going to come out, and my book now is going to come out in a big way. The What Are the Odds? And it's going to help so many people. But I'm actually doing a commercial. We can launch it right on your show today. If you guys get my book today, I'm going to send you a $25 gift card for MyPillow. And whatever you order today, you're going to get free shipping on your whole order with Scott's promo code there. So that's going to be a big thing we're launching. And that proceeds are going to help my Lindell Recovery Network, help launch that, which is going to help people with addiction. And it's going to bring people hope. I think there's no better time right now in our country than hope. And where is that hope? That hope is in God, in Jesus Christ. So I just think, I pre-printed. I even bought my own paper, Scott. It's for pre-printed 3 million books. I self-published, so the middleman doesn't get any money. This money all goes to a great, great cause to help people and get this and get our country back to God and get our get people back in, get people hope.
If you don't believe in God, read the book, because there's no other way to explain how somebody can go from crack addict to CEO and be a household name like Mike Lindell. And the book chronicles that whole journey, and has just got a ton of common sense, ways to deal with the challenging times and really know who to trust. So I'd get the book, especially when it comes with a free $25 MyPillow gift card. I love it. You've outdone yourself here, and free shipping on anything you order today. The pile, the pillows, the towels. You know what? I have my dog Hudson in the studio with me today, and I didn't even bring a MyPillow, his favorite little bed, for crying out loud. I got to get another one for the studio. 800-506-9028 for that deal today. or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. God bless you, Mike Lindell. Great to talk to you. Take care.
Yep. God bless, Scott. I'll be praying.
Have you heard of Mineral Tracker? Let me tell you, these Mineral Tracker guys are rocking the oil and gas industry with their knowledge and expertise. They have degrees, experience, and common sense. And they founded Mineral Tracker for mineral owners just like you. When you're dealing with your mineral income, don't mess around. Use our technology that was created just for you, helping you maintain your asset and take control of it. Activate your free account today at MineralTracker.com or call 833-842-2924.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming March 2020 auctions include exceptional crop and pastureland auctions in the following North Dakota counties: Emmons, Stark, Dunn, Morton, Grand Forks, Rolette, Barnes, Adams, Slope, and Stutzman counties, and 1,700 acres in Marshall County, Minnesota, and 1,800 acres in Kitson County, Minnesota. View all of these land auctions and many more land and farm equipment retirement auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
For all you sophisticated ladies out there.
We're back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at Ellingson. I don't know how many days they can go with this great deal because the phone's ringing like crazy. Their calendar is going to be booked up at Ellingson, so I'm just going to tell you that any day could be the day they say, can't do anymore, we're done. They've extended since March 1st, but just I don't know for how long. So if you are looking for a way to put 2019 behind you and start 2020 outright, there is one name in water management, Ellingson, that has been doing this for 50 years. The others have come and gone. They come and go, but not Ellingson. Get a water management plan that can maximize your productivity on your operation this year. EllingsonCompanies.com or 701-893-9030 and ask for the Scott special here. It's a $70 off per acre deal. 701-893-9030. Diane in West Fargo, and then Jim the Flagpole Guy on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Diane. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Thanks very much. What's on your mind today?
Well, I just wanted to say, you know, I'm a senior citizen, so I've been around a little bit. I just don't understand what's going on because we've had Ebola virus, we've had SARS, we've had a dozen other different viruses, and there has never been this kind of panic, this kind of publicity, this kind of hurry up and you know, get everything done. I mean, this is crazy. If you practice good hygiene, if you are watch where you're going, watch what you're doing, keep yourself clean, keep your kids clean, take care of yourself. What's all this? We never publicize how many people get the flu. We never publicize how many pass with the flu. And now all of a sudden we've got all these figures that we've never had before. I just don't understand why this is different than the rest of them have been.
Well, you're not alone in being baffled by that. Well, answer your own question. What do you think the issue is?
I think the issue is a lot of it is political. A lot of it is stupidity. A lot of it is just what can we do to cause a lot of panic and make people think of other things besides what they should be thinking of. This is a lot of not maybe stupidity, but just I'm really not sure. I've never seen anything like this with any of these other viruses. I mean, I can't remember who I was listening to the other day, and they were going through all these different viruses we've had. It was probably you guys.
Well, the most recent one was 2009 with a pandemic that didn't have a virus. You know, so a similar situation and, nowhere near this. There was the swine flu during the Obama administration, that killed 10,000 people. This is, you know, in the U.S. This is nowhere near this. So you're 100% right, Diane. I share your frustration and, all I can do is encourage you to tell other people the same thing because I think it's political. I agree with you. I think some people are using this to hurt Trump. I think it is, the unknown. That sends some people, the what ifs of the world. But that all leads to, sort of a fear, and that leads people who are soft. You said stupid. I'm going to say just soft and recognizing, this is a first world problem here. Just think about what your grandparents had, your great-grandparents had, your family members that came here from elsewhere. Unbelievable. I know something that can make you feel better about it all because we've been through a lot in this country, and if you fly the flag, you're going to feel a lot better. And there's one guy that can do it. He's taking a tour de force of North Dakota. So you're going to want to get on his radar. Well, he could come fix your flag, take a look at your flag, take a look at a new flag, help you out anyway. There's Jim, the Flagpole Guy, joining us on What's on Your Mind. Tell me what's on your mind today, Jim.
Scott, I just want to help answer Diane's question from my perspective. I'm a Marine Corps vet, and I'm now 54 years old, so I've been around the world a little bit, and I have to offer what I've been exposed to. But what I've been exposed to is the spirit. In 2007, I stood with a sign in my hometown, and I held that for 12 hours straight, and it talked about how things would change drastically if we went with hope and change. Since then, everything I had on that sign has come to fruition. I call it being identified with the spirit of the person who's trying to lead you. And I feel right now the answer's in the White House, and the answer's all in our hearts and our prayers. And my prayer is that everybody will know that the flag is still flying, and it is the spirit of America. And we don't run. We don't hide. We go back and get our wounded, our dead. We're better than where we have love. And no better way to show your love put up a beautiful flagpole like the MAK Nation Veterans Affairs Department opened this week. I got to go to their opening ceremony and observe their ways. And when I left, I thought, how could somebody be so devoted to a country with a rocky past such they had, but yet they have this determination for overcoming and protecting in being humble. And I'm so honored to be part of the ceremony there.
That is awesome. That is awesome. One of your many clients all across the state of North Dakota. Now is the time. And Jim's going to be hopping in the Kearney Assault Vehicle 2 and heading all across North Dakota. So if you'd like him to make a stop, call him now, 701-571-FLAG, online at ndflagpoleguy.com. God bless you, Jim. Thank you, sir.
I've been talking about hot spring spas and pool tables, too, for years with Vince Webker, and the wellness part of this is really what most excites me. What should people know about the wellness benefits?
So there's a lot to know, but I promise you this. I preach it daily in-house. If you want to live better and live longer, get a sauna or a hot tub. I promise it will work. The reasons why, we're here to explain it when you come into hot spring spas.
A sauna about the size of a refrigerator, plug it in, you go. Hot tub, they'll put it in the winter, no problem. Hot spring spas, pool tables, too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot.
Did you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.